Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For various reasons, many of us may have breathed a sigh of relief when the presidential election results finally came in this past week. While those same results prompted others to take to the streets in protest, two different reactions to one and the same event. We also find two different reactions to the same events in today's gospel reading. The destruction of Jerusalem with its temple and the end of this life as we know it causes confusion and fear in some, while others, us who believe, are exhorted to settle our minds, endure, straighten up, and raise up our heads. Because for us, the end means gained lives and completed redemption. Thus, our theme as we reflect on the gospel reading for today is gained lives and completed redemption. Jesus spoke the words of today's gospel reading after he had entered Jerusalem as a king to be praised, and before he would leave Jerusalem as a criminal to be crucified. In and around Jerusalem's temple, there was talk of sacrificial offerings and glory. Some that would last only for a time, and others that would last forever. Jesus was asked when the temple would be destroyed, and for a warning sign of its destruction. And Jesus answered with what to us sinners may be confusing teaching, that at times indistinctly addresses both the destruction of Jerusalem with its temple and the end of this life as we know it. In the gospel reading's 24 verses, there are at least 10 commands, a number of which no longer apply to us since the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and its temple decades after Jesus spoke these words. So, for example, Jesus' commands to know that the desolation of Jerusalem had drawn near when the city was surrounded by armies, for those in Judea to flee to the hills, for those inside Jerusalem to depart the city, and for those out in the country not to enter into the city, those commands really do not apply to us. But Jesus' commands not to be led astray or go after false religions, not to be terrified by wars or tumults, and to settle our minds on a daily basis, and his commands to endure, to straighten up, and to raise our heads at the end of life as we know it, those commands still do apply to us. How are we doing with those? Do we let false teachers or preachers and our own ideas about what is right lead us away from Jesus and from the true faith? Do the ongoing conflicts and instability in the world terrify us? Are we overly concerned about what we will say when we are persecuted after being betrayed by parents, siblings, other relatives, and friends? Do we patiently endure all that God permits us to face? If the sun, moon, and stars in the sky were shaken and the sea and waves roared as a result, would we be perplexed and faint with fear and foreboding of what is coming on the world? Or would we straighten up and raise up our heads? In all likelihood, we all fail in these ways, just as we fail in so many others, for we are all sinful by nature. Even we who repent and believe continue to sin. Apart from such repentance and faith, our sinful natures and our actual sins of thoughts, words, and deeds would mean for us death now in time and torment in hell for eternity. The Lord's judgment of the world in righteousness and of the people in equity, of which we sang in today's psalm, and the sentence upon the arrogant and the evildoers that we heard in today's Old Testament reading, those are real and will come, just as Jesus' prophecy about Jerusalem and its temple's destruction, the Lord's vengeance and wrath on their faithless rejection of Jesus, just as that came true. And yet, as God leads us to repent of our sin and to trust in him to forgive our sin, he forgives our sin, and we receive gained lives and completed redemption. Perhaps you and I can remember being told by a parent, a teacher, or someone else to stand up tall, head up, shoulders back, chest out. Good posture has its reasons and seems all the more difficult to maintain today when we are often hunched over our electronic devices. But the straightening up in today's gospel reading is not about physical posture as much as it is about being elated or exalted. The raising of our heads, likewise, is more about the sure and certain hope of eternal life that we have because the God-man Jesus Christ came into the world, lived a perfect life, died on the cross, and rose from the grave in order to redeem us from our sins. Jesus is the true Christ who came near, was arrested, persecuted, betrayed, tried, condemned, and patiently endured all for us and for our salvation. By grace through faith in him, not a hair of our heads, much less the rest of our bodies, will perish eternally. Instead, we gain our lives and have complete redemption, even now, even if we do not yet fully experience it. Some of you may have heard about the super moon that we will have tonight and tomorrow night, the year's biggest, brightest full moon, appearing some 15% larger than average. I didn't know they calculated those kinds of things. Because the moon is at the closest point in its orbit to Earth, the closest full moon in 68 years. And yet, this super moon is hardly a sign of the end. We can search so desperately for what we might want to be signs that we overlook or underappreciate the signs and miracles that God gives us. For Jesus' sake, God forgives our sins through the reading and preaching of his word. God forgives our sins with the word and water of holy baptism, with that word spoken by our pastors in individual holy absolution, and with that word and the bread that is Christ's body and the wine that is Christ's blood in Holy Communion. With God's word and sacraments, we have not only signs of his favor toward us on account of Christ, but we also have his miraculous means of bringing us to faith in Christ, forgiving our sins for Christ's sake, and preserving us in that faith in Christ, and so also in eternal life in his name. And again, we have that life and redemption even now as we wait to experience it fully. Today's epistle reading, in part, describes what our lives should be like while we wait for the end of time as we know it, and so to fully experience the life and redemption that we have for Christ's sake. And today's gospel reading tells us how our personal relationships with Jesus Christ might impact our other personal relationships. How, like Christ before us, we will be arrested, persecuted, betrayed, tried, and condemned, but also bear witness in the process. And he who bore witness before Herod the king and Pilate the governor gives us a mouth and wisdom which none of our adversaries ultimately will be able to withstand or contradict. Jesus says plainly, we will be hated by all for his name's sake, and some of us will be put to death, but not a hair of our head, much less the rest of our bodies, will perish eternally. By our patient endurance, a fruit of the faith that God himself gives us, we gain our eternal lives. Or perhaps if we first live to see the signs of the end and straighten up and lift up our heads as our full and complete redemption comes with our Lord in his final coming in a cloud of God's power and great glory. We may have gotten, as our president-elect, the candidate that seemed less hostile to religion, but his election will not keep from coming true in time our Lord's prophecy of increasing persecution leading up to the end. All but the final, most catastrophic signs already have largely been observed. Like the exiles of the Old Testament, the destruction of Jerusalem and its temple in the New Testament was a preview of the end of time as we know it. The arrival of that end is beyond our control. But by God's grace, we live every day before that end in repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. And so we receive gained lives and completed redemption. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let the ones who hear say, come. He who testifies to these things says, surely, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.